It's great to see everybody. Glad you guys were able to come out and be a part of this with us. My name is Pastor Chris, and we are only 7 days away from the big day. How many of you open presents on the 24th? All right, how many on the 25th? Some of you raised both hands. That's not fair. So this holiday, this time, what we're celebrating is really all about joy. But I got to ask you, what is happening this week that brings stress into your life? Talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, they're talking about, are you ready for Christmas? And all the life just faded right out of their face as they were like, oh, I'm so far behind. Right? I've got this list, all these things that I've got to get done before then. For others of you, it may be traveling. In your worst case scenario, you have four families that you have to go to and be all those different people. And yeah, you're excited about seeing them, but wow, there's a lot of stress involved. And how are we going to get that? And how long are we going to stay at this person? What's going to happen? And there's just can be a lot involved in it. And then there's a few of you out there that the whole gift opening process, very stressful, because you want to be the champion gift giver. And so it's got to be, they got to love your gift. You're watching their eyes to make sure they love your gift. And then one or two of you are the great gift getters. And you're like, man, I hope it's what I want. I hope it's what I want. I hope it's what I want. There's just so many things that bring stress and steal the joy out of our lives. So have you ever thought about this? Who was the most joyful person that ever lived? His name was Jesus. And when he came, he had this message over and over again. He would say, especially to his closest followers, I want you to experience the joy that I have. You may have never realized this because you only watch TV and are introduced to Jesus through movies or through pictures on the wall where he looks really sad, like really like he's having a bad day. Children loved to be around him. And he constantly wanted people. He said, the reason I came is I want people to experience the kind of joy that I experience. You see, joy and humility are directly connected. Joy and humility are directly connected. So how? How in this Christmas season, as you're working through life, even now, as I started to go down to the list, I lost a couple of you. You're already going, oh, that's right, I have to pick this up, I have to do that. How does this work? How do you experience joy through humility? There's a passage in Philippians where Paul kind of outlines this, and he, in this passage, he's talking about, listen, I want our joy to be complete. And he says, therefore, follow this pattern. He says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus. So they've been telling us this story, and they've been presenting that Christ has come to earth to have the same mindset of Christ. What was he thinking before he came? It says, who being in very nature God. It's important to realize that the baby who came was God himself. Had the same nature, same rights, same privileges, same glory as God himself. Did not consider equality with God. Just think through the stresses of this season. Where does it actually come from? Where's the stress actually come from? It almost always comes from, I need to produce to a certain level, or I need to defend myself, or I can't look like a fool in this situation. I have to get all of this done. It tends to come back to, this is going to reflect on me. Even when I'm giving, it can be stressful because it's going to come back on me. He says, he didn't consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. In most of the other translations, it says, he didn't consider equality with God something to grasp, something to hang on to. That's a crazy thought. If this Christmas you could look like God, you would think that would bring joy. But Christ said, no, that's not something to be grasped. I'm going to let go of that. This Christmas, if when everybody's opening gifts, you could be the superstar, the greatest gifts, you got the perfect wrapping. Oh my goodness, the meal's on time. Everything is perfect. Yeah, not something to be grasped. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant being made in human likeness. He humbled himself and he said, I'm not going to think about me. I'm going to think about what God's called me to do. I'm going to think about the need before me. That which needs to be done before me. And that is the connection to the incredible joy that he has to offer. He gave up all of that and experienced this incredible joy. Now, you have heard this message over and over and over again in your life, and it's that you need to watch out for yourself. You need to take care of yourself. You need to love yourself. Jesus did the exact opposite. The exact opposite. He humbled himself. He saw a need, and he met the need. He knew God would take care of him. God the Father would take care of him. He didn't have to defend himself. So he traded in being served for being a servant. He traded in thinking about what's to his advantage for what was to the advantage of who? Us. And You have this opportunity this Christmas. You get to live your life not defending yourself, not proving yourself, but trusting Christ to defend you and take care of you. Now, what guarantee do you have that Christ is going to take care of you? Christmas. What Christmas is all about is that Christ gave up everything for what you needed. Now, we've all experienced this at some point. Maybe not all of you. There might be a pure narcissist here, one or two of you. But everybody else has experienced this at some point. There was some point in your life, something happened in your life where you saw a need, totally forgot about yourself, and met the need. There was a point in your life when you're like, whoa, somebody's got to do something about that. I'm going to do something about that. And you met that need. And afterwards, people said, wow, that was amazing. You really sacrificed. You really did that. And you thought, no, I didn't sacrifice or do any of those things. I just saw a need and I met the need. Yeah, that's humility. That's what Christ did. He saw your need. And he met the need, and he invites you to join him. And this Christmas, you have the opportunity to let go of yourselves and experience the joy that Christ has for you.